Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host, and I want to continue to make our way through St. Paul's letter to the Philippians. One of the central things that we're given at Mass this day, the first reading at Mass this past week, the Church gives us key passages from Paul's letters, this letter from Paul, that will help us understand the core revelation and transforming power of the Holy Spirit that God has given to us in Christ and in our baptism. And what we walk in, the freedom that we've been given, the power to live as Paul said to us earlier in the week, having the same mind. We have been given the mind of Christ, and we're to gather around the person of Jesus, having the same mind and walking with unity of heart and mind, and then agreeing and helping each other walk the narrow way that Jesus has set before us, which was so beautifully expressed in the hymn in chapter 2 of Philippians, where Paul describes what the mind of Christ looked like as it was lived out, as Jesus walked out what he understood to be true, as he revealed a light to us about the way forward. How are human beings meant to live? How should we then live? And Jesus gives us this extraordinary, kind of shocking to the flesh, that is shocking to the world, witness to what the kingdom of God most values. And he makes it clear what the work of the Holy Spirit is meant to lead to in our lives. What's at the core of the work that God wants to do and hopefully is doing in each and every one of us? He's literally bringing weak and broken people, sinful people, separated from God, into unity with God, leading us to become children of God. And he reveals to us his secrets. He reveals in his word, the scripture. He gives us grace and power in the sacraments to be able to be strengthened, to be conformed more to Jesus as the Lord leads us to walk out our lives in faith, hope, and love. Instead of seeing the world as a zero-sum game, instead of seeing everybody as my competitor, and it's a big fight to get to the top, you know, where the money is, where the power is, where the influence is, people are a threat to me. Even in this world, God's a threat to us. People see that in the wrong way. God can be a threat to us, certainly, if we turn our back on him. If we're living life outside his will and his order, the way he's designed things, we're going to experience the cost of that. But we have that reversed. We, instead of recognizing that and finding our dignity in being united to God and being able to grasp and to see, because we're made in God's image and likeness and his grace is given to us, that we can come to know God and walk in relationship with God and receive in humility all that he's given to us, God becomes a threat to us because he gets in the way of what we want. We see somehow that he's a hindrance to our freedom, to our fun, to our happiness, to our radical independence, to the designs that we have for us and for the world that we live in. There's a tremendous battle that goes on there, and Jesus makes it so clear. And Paul's saying, this is the mind of Christ. Humble yourself. You're here, you've been made to live in relationship with God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And in Jesus, he's come and made it possible to conform you, to form you into the image of his Son. Jesus has come to make it possible and then to make us ready to enter into full communion with the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit and to live the eternal life that belongs to him. And there's a lot that has to change in us for that to happen, a purification, a transformation in holiness that's like being set apart, being Christ-like, being saints. This is what we're called to be. And the amazing thing is, it's not just your work. It's your opportunity. It's your privilege. It's your calling to work with God. As we said yesterday, to work out your salvation with fear and trembling. That fear and trembling is an important phrase to remember. We stand in awe before a holy God. And we know that no one will ever see the face of God unless he or she has allowed himself, herself, to be purified by Christ and made holy. That is the meaning of life, period. That's the heart of it right there. That's the core. And everything we do, no matter what path we're on, what gifts we have, what career path we've chosen, what vocation we have, all those things are to be lived, let's say, lived out for the Lord. We become the best lawyer we can be. We become the best parent we can be, the best banker we can be, the best teacher, coach, whatever it is. And all those career paths and ways of exercising our talents and following our dreams of different kind, they're meant to be in Jesus, brought under the Lordship of Jesus, and they're all pathways for service. They're all pathways to image Christ, to let what's going on inside you come out of you in the way that you do the work that you do, the excellence by which you do it, and the way you serve the people in whatever orbit, sphere, or area of responsibility God has given to you. You walk in peace, you walk in the humility of Christ, and you're glad to do it, and you're free to do it because the Lord's made you free. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. You have the freedom and the power in Christ and in the Spirit to live a new way of life. And that new way of life is to be like Jesus, to become a servant, and to seek after. And Jesus, you know, Jesus commands us, you know, humble yourself. It's a theme we've been talking on all week. To say, Lord, I hear that command, and I understand that that's what you're like. And I find myself wanting to, Lord, you know, please forgive me to assert myself, to put myself ahead of others, to count myself as better than other people, to look down on other people, to always be scrambling for my position first, to get ahead of everybody else, to be recognized. All that stuff is in the human heart, friends. Jesus knows it. And every attempt we make, every simple step we make each day to go in the other direction, to receive the grace that God gives us in the Holy Spirit, to say yes to the call to become humble servants of the great King, and to model our lives and to make his good pleasure, you know, to live a life that pleases him, sort of live, you've heard it said probably, live for the audience of one, not you, but for him. There's a great freedom in that when we pass over into deciding, I'm going to stop listening to all the counterfeit worldviews and pathways and all the stuff I'm being sold every day and how I'm being manipulated by the broader culture. I'm just going to say no to it. I know who I am now. And even the things I might have achieved, whether I'm, you know, the best teacher in the world, the best lawyer in the world, the best truck driver in the world, whatever you want to say, whatever you've accomplished, whatever awards you've been given, things like that. In the Lord, we don't exist to pursue those awards in order to flout those awards. We live each day to radically love God and neighbor. We know we bear the great treasure and the thing that our heart most long, your heart, my heart most long for, can only be given to us through Christ, that is eternal life on high in him, everlasting joy, not just fading, passing joy. No more tears, no more sorrow, no more pain. A life in the glory of the Son, to become partakers of the divine life, really, as St. Peter put it, become partakers of the divine nature. This is the big thing that's being worked out in us that we've been drawn into, that's leading to an ultimate end. Everything else in this earth, friends, is going to pass away. Every other goal is temporary. So we see today in the first reading from Philippians chapter 3, verse 3 and following, St. Paul talks about the transformation that happened in him. He used to boast. He said, "We who worship through the Spirit of God," he said, "who boast in Christ Jesus, do not put our confidence in the flesh." He said, "Although I myself have grounds for confidence, even in the flesh," he said, "be careful. There's a temptation to have our main goal, even if it's not spoken, have our energies and our thought life wrapped around me and me getting ahead. And me, as you said earlier, to be exalted, to be the winner, to get the big prize, to be recognized, to be elevated above others." Paul said, this will be a temptation. But remember, for those of us who are in Christ Jesus, who worship through the Spirit of God, he says, we're given over to him. Our boast is in Jesus. All we have comes from God. And this is a battle, friends, because even we don't like to admit it, but in the human heart, even we don't want God to get in the way of our moment, of our being in the lights, in the bright lights, or our getting our way. So Paul says this, "I have a lot I could boast in. If anyone thinks he can be confident in the flesh, think about me." He said, "I was circumcised on the eighth day, the race of Israel," pure blood, right? He said, "I'm of the tribe of Benjamin. I'm a Hebrew of Hebrew parentage. In observance of the law, a Pharisee. In zeal, I persecuted the church. In righteousness based on the law, I was blameless." I had so much to boast in, and I boasted in it until I met Christ on the road to Damascus, he's saying, and he understood. He understood that externally, yes, he was zealous, and there was a certain righteousness that he had that, yeah, I have accomplished these things, but there was a deeper issue of his heart. I, ego. And he didn't see his neighbor. He didn't know how to fully love his neighbor. He didn't know who God was fully. But then he goes on to say, but now I see differently. Here's another place where Paul says, in essence, we have the mind of Christ. He said, but now whatever gain I had, whatever I accomplished or whoever I was, whatever bloodlines I had, whatever neighborhood I was raised in, whatever university I went to, whatever ball team I played for, you name it, whatever I have, whatever brand I have to exalt myself, Paul says, I consider all these things a loss because of Christ. More than that, I even consider everything as a loss because of the supreme good of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord. He calls it, he actually says, I consider all of it dung, like cow manure. In light of Christ, it doesn't matter. It's no big deal. What I have received from Christ so far out stretches everything else that I've ever done. The glory I've been given, my destiny, identity, I've been saved from eternal separation from God. And now I'm heading toward eternal life and to wear a crown that my king hopefully is going to put on my head. I've been given Christ and Christ lives in me and he's the great treasure. He's the pearl of great price. He is worth giving up everything. And so he said, now what I boast, I don't boast in myself anymore. I'm not worried about that. I want to boast in Christ and I want people to know his greatness and glory and bring them into a relationship with him. God bless you, friends. Have a good day.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Unfailing Promises. In these challenging and unsettling times, the promises of God are a sure anchor and a source of great encouragement for all of us. For your free copy of Unfailing Promises, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.